Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hey, everybody. It's April 16th, 2016, one day after tax day. Name's Dan Cherry. I consider myself a pragmatist. I am iPragmatist on the internet. You can reach me at ipragmatist@gmail.com. And I am here on this radio station to just give my thoughts about how crazy I see the world. And tonight, I think I'm in a mellow mood. Last show I did, I was pretty feisty. Used a lot of four-letter words. And I tend to use that every once in a while, maybe more than once in a while. And I'm sure I'll swear tonight. Just part of my makeup, and I just ended up leaving my most recent job yesterday, Friday, and it was a good departure, I think, for both me and the company. It was no issues, but it was just a situation I had worked in for a good number of years in the industry and got really tired of the whole thing, real tired. And anyway, I find myself today being relatively mellow, like I said. Other times I can be pretty brash. I can be pretty irritated. But not tonight. But I'm sure I'll swear tonight. And anyway, what I like to do to start my show, I do it pretty much every time. I can work with it. But just so you know, I am not politically correct. That's number one thing I'm going to mention. So if you have a problem with my swearing, you shouldn't listen to my show. If you have a problem with my disliking Obama or Hillary or anybody in the political realm, you shouldn't listen to my show, probably. Either that or just listen and keep your mouth shut and deal with things as you need to. I do, and I'm not going to change my ways. I am who I am. I have my belief system. I don't worry about what people think about me. If you want to bash me and call me names and tell me I'm this, that, or the other thing, by all means, do it. I don't care what you think. So anyway, that's just one of the things about me. Another thing about me is I'm not politically aligned either. Meaning I'm not Democrat, I'm not Republican, I'm not conservative, I'm not liberal. I am definitely not socialist, and I am not fascist. And I'm going to beat up on both political parties, but you have to understand that, that I will be attacking the present regime, which is what I consider it. We don't have a constitution anymore, a Bill of Rights. It's all been taken away. We just don't know it yet. I seem to be one of the few people who do recognize this. There are a lot of talk show hosts out there like Rush Limbaugh and others who talk as though we still have a fair voting chance of getting somebody into office who will be good for the country. I'm not going to go down that path. I can't even, with what I know, what I've studied, what I've researched, what I've come across, there is no chance in hell that we have real elections. We don't have real or fair elections. Hillary Clinton will be the president this fall. There's nothing else that can be said about it. It's already been bought and paid for. There are people, power brokers, powerful people, way above all of us, who run pretty much everything. And they decide who's going to be president. And they decided Obama was going to be president, for example. And so many of the people out in the world, I don't know if any of you are in that category, if I'm even talking to anybody live. I just started doing this radio station thing a few weeks ago. And so at this point, short of having more tools to work with as far as the blog talk radio, which is where I am, I don't really have any way of knowing if there's anybody out there listening, actually. But regardless, even if there's nobody listening live, they do archive these shows, so there probably will be somebody at a point who will be listening, whether it's live or pre-recorded. And anyway, I know for a fact Hillary is going to be president, which makes it very interesting, and I'm not going to go off on much of a tangent here, but you probably have heard of Bilderbergs and Illuminati and other groups that are, these people are insanely powerful, and they run the show. They decide what is. And we all live in this world, on this planet, and we buy what they convince us to buy. We listen to what they preach to us. We watch the television programs, the shows, choose to put on television for us to watch. The Rothschilds, for example, they are probably the richest people on the planet. They're worth something like $500 trillion. I don't know about you guys, but I'm maybe worth a few thousand. These people are worth trillions, which is one hell of a lot more money than I could even conceive of having. And so they have so much money, they can buy people off. They can make things happen. They can threaten people. They can have people killed with that kind of money. They can do anything they want. And as a matter of fact, they do what they want us to do. And a coworker of mine would have just looked at me and giggled and said, "You said do-do. You know who you are, Bob." Anyway, there are times, I think, where we all need to get really pissed off about stuff that's going on in the world. I don't feel it right now. I still have it in my mind. I mean, I understand that we need to make huge changes in this world if we're going to survive. I don't know that we have any chance of changing anything just based on the sheer power of the people out in the world who control us. They're not going to let us have our way. We're not going to be able to change anything. We're not going to be able to get any control back in the government. I mean, a lot of the news as of late and is regarding the election coming up this fall, for example. There are way too many stories out there about how the GOP is working towards screwing over Donald Trump. Okay, I'm not going to say anything about who I believe in at this point politically or anything else, but they're doing things that are essentially in our country's documents and laws and things. They're doing things that are illegal, if you want to look at it that way. They're screwing Donald Trump. They don't want him to be president. And the reason is, and I think there's more to it than this, but on the surface, it does seem to be that Donald Trump doesn't exist within the realm of what we call the establishment. Pretty much everybody else is in the establishment, meaning that if you vote for Hillary, for example, Hillary is Obama. Obama is George Bush. George Bush is Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is George Bush Sr. Excuse me. George Bush Sr. is Reagan. Reagan is Carter. Carter is Nixon. It goes all the way back. Okay, it doesn't matter. They're all the same people. They're all on the same team. Not a one of them has any interest in changing life for us. Not a one of them wants to make life better for us. Not one single person does, except for maybe Trump, which becomes very interesting. And I didn't at all plan on talking about Trump, and I'm not going to beyond what I'm going to say here. But I've been around for a long time. I'm in my 50s. I don't need to be schooled on history. I've paid attention to history all my life. And if there's anybody who is going to buck the system, anybody who's going to not be part of the establishment, it is somebody like Donald Trump. Yes, he has a hairpiece. Yes, he seems to be a buffoon. He's not a real good public speaker. But at least the guy speaks truth. I mean, he came out and said, if you elect me to be president, I will tell you what actually happened on 9/11. I mean, somebody comes out and says something like that, I have to at least look at him and wonder if he isn't legitimate. Whereas somebody like Hillary is going to go along with the whole official story that we've been told, that there were just some of these guys, these Islamic Muslim guys who came into this country, took a few weeks of fucking plane school, and were able to do things with planes that people who have been flying planes for 50 years can't do. And on, I'm not even going to go down that path. 9/11 is a sham, as many other things are. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about Sandy Hook later on. Sandy Hook never happened. And it's pretty sad what's happening as far as Sandy Hook. I'll talk about that a little bit later here. But anyway, I actually wanted to start this program with a little bit of a monologue, if I might. And it's in regard to Obama. I don't like this guy. Nothing to do with his skin color. So as I've told you people in every one of my shows, I believe, I don't care about somebody's skin color. I don't care what your sex is. I don't care what your sexual interests are. I don't care anything about you. I don't care if you're tall, short, bald, whether you have one arm or two or three. I don't fucking care. If you're able to make things happen that are good for all living beings, then I want to know who you are, and I want to know if I should give you my vote. So you have somebody like Obama, and I've talked about this before. I vetted him. And if any of you people out there who don't know what vetting somebody means, it's V like Victor, E-T-T-I-N-G. You're vetting someone. It means you look into their background. You look into who they are. You find out who they are and whether they are likable, whether they're trustable, whether they tell the truth, where they came from, whether they are legally a U.S. citizen to run for president, for example, which Obama isn't. And you can call me a truther. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. You can call me anything you want. You got to call me a name. All I'm going to say to you is fuck off, you fucking children. That's a big part of what's wrong with this world right now, and especially this country of the U.S., is that people are such fucking children that they can't enter in, engage in a constructive conversation. There's just in the news, and I read this, I believe, last week, just for an example, there are students at one of the University of California schools, I believe it's Berkeley or whatever, and they somebody took chalk and wrote Trump 2016 on the sidewalk at one of these college campuses. And the students there literally went to the administration buildings crying and were complaining about people had written Trump 2016 on the sidewalks. And they were talking about how there were terrorists on campus and how scared they were and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, you got to be fucking kidding me, really? We're in a world of hurt in a big way if that's what our youth do. I brought it up in my show last week. One of the articles I read was a bunch of women, these young women, college students, and again, I do believe it was, I think it was California, I don't know, it doesn't matter really, but a bunch of women on one of these college campuses went into one of the administration buildings and insisted that these administrators take pay cuts so that these young women could have free abortions. You can't make this stuff up, and it's just, it's so insane. It's so insane. And there's so many more bizarre stories than that, which gets back to this monologue focus, if you will. And I got thinking today about Obama receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. He got the Nobel Peace Prize shortly after he was elected president. And recently, within the last, I'd say, I don't know, 6 months to a year, probably 6 months, one of the people or a few of the people, whatever, on the Nobel Peace Prize committee who decide who will get the Nobel Peace Prize, they came out and admitted that they had fucked up by giving Obama the Nobel Peace Prize. Normally, when somebody gets a Nobel Peace Prize, they receive the Nobel Peace Prize. They get awarded the Nobel Peace Prize because they did something that brought peace around the world. I mean, why else would they call it a Nobel Peace Prize? People spend their whole lives, literally, their whole adult lives, working toward bringing peace to this planet. And it doesn't just have to be among people. It's just living things, animals, whatever. And there are people out there, scientists and doctors and researchers and professors. I mean, these people spend their lives trying to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. And Obama gets handed a Nobel Peace Prize for doing nothing. He just all of a sudden received the Nobel Peace Prize. He did nothing for it. He got elected. Next thing you knew, he got the Nobel Peace Prize. Look it up if you don't believe me. So the people on the committee, at least one person came out, and I don't remember how many there were. I think there might have just been one whistleblower, so to speak, one person who was on the Nobel Peace Prize committee, who came out recently, and again, it was within the last probably 6 months to a year, who came out and admitted that Obama was given the Nobel Peace Prize not based on what he had done up to that point, but rather what they thought he was going to do. Okay, so let's piece this together and try to make sense of it. And you can't make sense of it. It doesn't make any fucking sense at all, which is why I talk about this stuff. So Obama receives a Nobel Peace Prize for something for nothing. He just got handed this fucking Nobel Peace Prize for fucking nothing. He didn't do a goddamn thing to deserve it. Nothing. Okay? Nothing. He didn't bring any peace anywhere in this world that we could look back on and say, oh, well, he at least saved some chipmunks out in Indonesia a couple years ago. We can't even say stuff like that. Oh, yeah, he saved a lizard down in Venezuela. There's no such thing. There's no record of his ever bringing any peace to anybody or anything on this motherfucking planet. And this committee, Nobel Peace Prize Committee, hands him the Nobel Peace Prize. What the fuck is that all about? Well, the idea was, if you remember, when Obama got elected, just before he got elected, he put some 27 things up on his website that he had at the time. And I've talked about this. There were 27 or so things that he said he was going to do. One was closing Guantanamo prison, which never happened. Okay, scratch that one off the list. He said he was going to get us out of the wars in the Middle East, including Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and all kinds of other skirmishes that we've been involved with. He didn't do that either. Scratch that off. Okay, that one thing alone, the fact that he didn't get us out of the wars in the Middle East, he not only didn't get us out of those wars, he escalated those wars. He escalated every one of these wars. He has killed more people, including little fucking children, than maybe any other president alive. How do you get a Nobel Peace Prize when you slaughter one-month-old, five-year-old, 10-year-old fucking kids? And these kids are in the streets with their arms and legs blown off, screaming, dying in their parents' arms. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of motherfucking people. This cocksucker, sorry, I shouldn't have said that, but this motherfucker killed or maimed. This motherfucker received a Nobel Peace Prize, and it wasn't taken away from him. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? This motherfucker gets a Nobel Peace Prize and then proceeds over the next 7 or 8 years to slaughter more people than probably any president on the planet who ever existed. Why do you get a peace prize? I save any living thing I can. I go out of my way to stop if there's a turtle on the road, and I've done this many times. I stop and I'll pull the turtle off the road, pick it up and move it so it doesn't die. Why don't I get a fucking Nobel Peace Prize? And you got Obama who goes sending fucking planes into every country on the fucking planet, blowing up people, infrastructure, destroying water systems that people need to survive. They're destroying electrical system. People don't have, they don't have food, water, electricity, safety, police, nothing. And that's what this motherfucker is doing, this Obama piece of shit. Okay, doesn't matter what color his fucking skin is. Bush did the same goddamn thing, and I fucking hate him as much as I do Obama. It just so happens to be that Obama is in power now, and he got the Nobel Peace Prize. How did that motherfucker get the Nobel Peace Prize? That's pretty much a rhetorical question. We know how he got the Peace Prize. It's no different than he hasn't been able to be stopped with the TPP and the TPIP agreements with other countries that's going to absolutely finally bankrupt the middle class in this country. You think you got a decent life right now? You wait until these motherfuckers implement these programs, these agreements with other countries. They're going to bankrupt you, man. They're going to bankrupt me. They're going to bankrupt everybody. That's the whole idea behind why Obama got into be a president, the president, the dictator, the fucking piece of shit that he is. And this motherfucker goes out in every given day and lies right to the fucking camera, lies to you, lies to me. But they're not lies to me because I understand that with pretty much every one of these motherfuckers, Obama, Hillary, fucking Sanders, fucking Cruz, fucking Rubio, Jeb Bush, they're all fucking lying to us. Every motherfucking one. The only one who I don't sense is lying to us is Donald Trump. And again, understand, I'm not politically aligned. I'm not going to look at this guy Trump and say, oh, he's a Republican, therefore, yeah, I'm going to vote for him. No, it doesn't work that way. If you remember the adage expression that actions speak louder than words, you would know what I'm talking about. Obama, like I said, comes along and says, oh, I'm going to shut down Guantanamo. Oh, I'm going to get us out of the wars in the Middle East. Oh, I'm going to fix the economy. Oh, I'm going to stop the overspending and stop the escalation of our U.S. debt, and on and on. Do you know that he came up with some 27 things or 28 things, whatever it was, had him on his website, and he said, in my first year, I'm going to achieve all these things. He then got elected, and they then, once he got elected, the people who run his website took all 27 points that he said that he was going to achieve off the website, and nobody has ever made a piss remark about any of that. And yet I sat back and I watched it happen. I watched those points that he said that he was going to achieve get taken off his fucking website. And nobody else said a fucking word. Republicans didn't say a fucking word. The media didn't say a fucking word. My friends didn't say a fucking word. My family didn't say a fucking word. I seemed like I was the only motherfucker on the goddamn planet who fucking paid attention to that and said there's something seriously wrong with this situation. And now here I am, what, seven, close to 8 years later, knowing what I know about what this motherfucking goddamn piece of shit fucking did to this country, this world, is doing to this world. I feel like I'm the only one who knows this somehow. People just don't pay attention, which is why I left my past job. Sure, I could go to work, I could get my job done, but it got to the point where I couldn't have conversations with people because it just became this thing where they would say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, Dan. And I'd say, no, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I know what the fuck's going on. You're fucking brain dead. And that's as far as it ever got. I had one or two people I worked with who even remotely got it. And the rest of them, even after 3+ years, still called me a conspiracy theorist. I didn't leave my job because of that. I left the job because of other interests. I hated the industry I was in. I couldn't stand the people I was working with. I mean, I don't want that to be misconstrued. They were wonderful people. It was just the thought, the brain waves. It was trying to make sense in conversations with some of them. And it was just one in particular. And if anybody who is listening to this, who used to work with me, and you hear what I'm talking about, you know the one person I'm talking about. I just got to the point where I understood I don't get along with really techie types of people. I'm not techie, but I've been in a techie situation for about 22, 23 years and found myself feeling sick when I walked into the building to go to work. So I finally got to the point where I said, I'm not doing this anymore. So here I am on my first day of freedom, so to speak. I do have to find more work. I've got a lot of work to do, but I feel free. I feel terrific. And that's why I said I'm not going to get too worked up tonight in this show, but I will still make points and swear and whatever. I apologize for the saying cocksucker earlier. I apologize for that. That's the kind of word that I don't like to use. I'll say fuck all night long. But I do believe, this is the end of this monologue, so to speak, I do believe we're in trouble, and we're in terrible trouble in this country, in this world, because of people like Obama. And yes, he's a puppet. I understand that. People say that to me. He's only a puppet, Dan. There are other people who are more powerful and tell him what to do. Absolutely, that is the truth. But the major problem that I see with that, the major fallacy behind saying something like that to me, is that Obama may be a puppet, but he's a more than willing puppet. So if you take somebody like John F. Kennedy, he was a puppet as well. There were people who told him that he needed to do certain things. But he said no to certain things, and that's why he was killed, because the power structure didn't have total control of him, and he was very dangerous in some of the things he wanted to do. Obama, on the other hand, just they say, here, do this, Obama, do this, these terrible things to the people in your country. And he says, oh, great, I love the idea. And he not only, I'm sure, does what they tell him to do, he tries to take it a step further. That's why I don't like that motherfucker. He's a piece of fucking shit, people. We can talk about the fact that he gives people free Obama phones and all this stuff. Do you know that Obamacare is about to crash? Do you know that? Do you know how many health insurance companies have lost money and they're saying that they can't afford to stay in the Obamacare exchange? Do you know that people's premiums, their health care premiums are skyrocketing? Do you know that? Are you one of those people? Did you vote for this goddamn monstrosity? We're at almost 30% unemployment. Did you vote for this fucking piece of shit? Our economy is in a shambles. Fucking people all over this country, 94 million people are receiving social programs from the government because of how bad the economy is. And do you remember how many years Obama kept blaming Bush? How many of you remember that? I can't forget it. There were things that Bush was responsible for. There's no doubt about it. But Obama even said, and it might have been in one of those 27 bullet points that he had on his website, he said, I am not going to blame Bush for things that happened. But then once the shit started to hit because of the stupid decisions he was making as well as his administration, I'm talking about Obama here, he then started to have to blame Bush because he didn't want to take the blame for the mistakes, the fucked up things that he was doing. And here we are. Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, and he's responsible for having slaughtered hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, including little fucking children. Any of you out there who know the band Pink Floyd, Roger Waters is the name of the bass player who was with the original membership of Pink Floyd. And he came, he left Pink Floyd back in, I believe, about 1982, and he's done solo albums since. And he did one album called Radio Chaos, K-A-O-S, like a radio station. And he had a song, and it was called The Tide Is Turning. And in that song, he said, I used to look in on my children at night in the glow of their Donald Duck light and frighten myself with the thought of my little ones burning. Listen to that again. Frighten myself with the thought of my little ones burning. He was in England when Germany attacked England in World War II. He was there. He was a little kid when all the buildings were just being pummeled with all the blitzkrieg, all the horrifying attacks that the Germans perpetrated on the people in the UK and England. He's seen people die. He's seen kids in the streets crushed under the rubble of buildings. He's seen kids with arms and legs missing. He's fucking seen that stuff. And he writes the lyrics, used to look in on my children at night in the glow of their Donald Duck light and frighten myself with the thought of my little ones burning. And why would he have said something like that other than the fact that people like motherfucking George Bush and goddamn Obama go out in this world with their war machines and fucking slaughter people all over the planet? Between the two of them, they must have killed millions of people, probably many, many, many millions of people, Bush and Obama. And this motherfucking piece of goddamn shit, Obama, gets the Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, that works. That works for me. I hope it works for you. I'm fucking tired of this insanity of these fucking people who lie about everything. They kill people. They destroy things. They blow shit up. They're fucking horrifying creatures. And yet, there are people still who sit down and applaud Obama when he gives speeches and stuff. I'm telling you, it's so beyond me. I will never comprehend this because I can't, because I'm intelligent, I'm practical, I'm pragmatic. I get what life is about. I do go out in my life and do anything I can to help living things, whether it's an animal that's been partially run over, or a turtle crossing the road, or a caterpillar in the road that I pick up and set in a field. That may sound insane, but I'll tell you what, it's a hell of a lot more practical and acceptable in my mind than somebody like Obama, who gets a peace prize, Nobel Peace Prize, and yet goes around the planet and blows people up, including doctors in hospitals. Look that one up. He bombed one of the Doctors Without Borders facilities. These are doctors who work and save people's lives and don't get paid for it. And that motherfucking Obama blew up one of their hospitals and killed a shitload of the fucking doctors. And I'm supposed to sit back and say, yeah, you know what? Give them another goddamn Nobel Peace Prize. Why don't we just keep giving them? Why don't we give it every fucking year to Obama? Is that how fucking stupid people are? Do we really need to go down that path? Do we really need to award these fucking people like Rumsfeld and Don Cheney or Dick Cheney and these people who just fucking kill and kill and kill and kill and make money off all the sales of all the weapons and the planes and the bombs and the ships and the fucking everything? Really? Anyway, end of my monologue. Absolutely fucking sickening. Anyway, I'm going to run through some articles here that have been in the news over the last few weeks, or last few days, I should say. Anyway, there are a few here that are from a bunch, actually, from what I can see here, from InfoWars. Understand I'm not a big InfoWars fan. I believe in Alex Jones. I believe he is legitimate. I believe his stories are real. There are some things I see once in a while I know aren't legitimate. I know they aren't, because I just researched enough to know that they're not real. But why they get reported the way they do, I don't know. I'm not even going to try to speculate. Anyway, there's an article on the InfoWars website that says, violence erupts at Brussels anti-extremist demonstration. Okay, so there are a few things here that I want to bring out, make points of. One, let me read it again. Violence erupts at Brussels anti-extremist demonstration. Okay, first off, Brussels is the capital of NATO. Okay, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. All right, they're a huge military machine. They're based in Europe, in Brussels, and that's why I'm bringing this up. They are absolutely fucking psychopaths. They make up stories so that we all sit back and say, oh, hey, NATO, go bomb the shit out of fucking Russia. Yeah, hey, NATO, go fucking bomb fucking Ukraine. Yeah, hey, NATO, go bomb Yemen. Hey, NATO, why don't you go bomb Afghanistan and fucking Iraq and Libya and Egypt and fucking Syria and all these other goddamn countries you're bombing anyway. Okay, NATO is a European-driven psychopathic military organization. They make their money off faking us into thinking that we're being attacked by a bunch of people and we're not. And then they can buy weapons and they go and bomb and kill people they want to go and bomb and kill. So Brussels, again, is the location that is the center, the capital, if you will, of NATO, this fucking psychopathic group of people's hometown, if you will. So isn't it ironic that Brussels is being attacked? Isn't it just ironic? I mean, think about the whole concept of that. Brussels gets attacked. So what does NATO do? They say, uh-oh, let's tell the world that the terrorists are getting closer to NATO, that it's getting worse. And they try to make all of us think, uh-oh, poor NATO. Poor Brussels. They're being attacked. Uh-oh, ISIS. Uh-oh, Al-Qaeda. Uh-oh, terrorists. Uh-oh, this is terrible. It's coming here next. Okay? And this supposed, it was a car hit and run story. Violence erupts at Brussels anti-extremist demonstration. Somebody just so happens to cause violence at an anti-extremist demonstration. You can't make this shit up. I said it not too long ago. There was a bombing at one of the U.S. military bases or shooting or something in the United States. And talking with a friend of mine, I said, why is it there seem to be these shootings and things at weddings or at the Boston Marathon or whatever? Why don't these people ever kill people at Planned Parenthood? And then weeks later, there was supposedly an attack on a Planned Parenthood facility. You would think that if anybody was really going to perpetrate a terror attack, that they would attack somebody like Planned Parenthood, a group of people who fucking just cut living fucking babies out of women's wombs and then sell the body parts that are then ground up and put into fucking vaccines. You don't think that's true? You think that's crazy what I just said? Look it up. Look up the ingredients in vaccines. You'll find fetal lung tissue. Okay, you'll find pig tissue from pigs. You'll find shit you can't even fucking imagine they put into that goddamn vaccine bullshit that doesn't help us anyway, and they make people take vaccines. Anyway, so again, violence erupts at Brussels anti-extremist demonstration. So there are people in Brussels who are peacefully protesting against extremism, and there just so happens to be an extremist attack on a group of people who are protesting extremism. I mean, what is that horse shit? Anyway, I'm starting to get worked up here. Maybe I'll start laying into some of these stories here. I'm beyond the point of believing much of this stuff. I see storylines and I just don't believe them anymore. Part of it is I don't believe these things are actually happening. And even the ones that are truly happening, they're being caused by the very people I'm talking about, this power structure. These people come along and they'll cause something to happen. They'll blow something up like 9/11. We're told it was these terrorists who came in and hijacked planes and all this horse shit, when it was actually the Israelis and the Saudis and the CIA and our own country who caused those attacks and caused those towers to come down. They caused the deaths of 3,000 people. And yet the media is able to turn it around and make us think Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan did it. So Bush was able to say, you're either with us or you're with them. And he went into Afghanistan, and we have spent wasted trillions of fucking dollars, killed ungodly numbers of people. And Osama bin Laden, it's been said, and it's pretty much been proven, he was dead before 9/11 even happened. But we went into Afghanistan to find him anyway. And then later, years later, it's reported that Obama fucking led the raid in Pakistan that found Osama bin Laden, and he ended up getting killed, and we pushed him over a ship in the ocean, and he sank to the bottom of the ocean. Fucking horse shit. Goddamn fucking horse shit. Fucking stupidity, man. I'm telling you. It's so fucking stupid. It's so childish. It's so juvenile. That if you believe those storylines, man, you need help. We're doomed, basically, in this country. We don't have much left. They're taking our money. They're taking our freedoms. They're stealing everything they can from us. They're regulating us into the ground, destroying the economy. And not many of us have much money left. There are people out there who still have wealth, but that will be taken away, too. Most people I work with, I talked with, they talk the same way that I do, that they don't have much money. It's a scary place to live in this fucking country because of these goddamn motherfucking pieces of shit. They're evil, fucking hateful people who don't like this country. And if you can't conceive of somebody coming into this country and hating us, look at the Roman Empire and the Greek empires. Look at them. Study them. Find out why their empires fell. Very similar things went on. People hated them to the point that they attacked them and took them down. That's what's going to happen here soon. Get used to it. Get ready for it. Anyway, let's go on with a few articles here. Okay, this gets interesting now. And maybe actually, I'm going to back off this one. Okay, Karl Rove. Now again, this is InfoWars article. Karl Rove backing Cruz and Clinton at the same time. Karl Rove. He's a fucking bloated, fucking stupid, goddamn piglet who fucking makes his earnings, his life, his paycheck from going on shows like Fox News and making predictions who's going to become president and such things. He, in the last election, of all fucking things, and I'm looking at a picture, I can't stand looking at these fucking people. He made the prediction that Romney was going to crush Obama in the last election. And Obama crushed Romney. And yet this bloated fucking pig still has a goddamn job. How do you do that, man? How do you, it's like the weather. These motherfuckers don't have a clue, these weather people. They don't have a clue about what's going to happen in the weather. And they're wrong all the fucking time, but they keep their jobs. You get somebody like Karl Rove. He's fucking wrong all the time, but he keeps his fucking job. They're millionaires. He's fucking people. This is fucking insane. And yet I'm the insane one because I sit back and look at this shit and say, why doesn't this ever fucking change? It's because they're making a lot of money being fucking liars. And I'm the stupid one. I am. I'm the insane one for looking at this system saying, geez, I wish it would change. I wish there was something we could do to change it. It's not going to fucking change, people. And I'm looking at this fucking guy, Karl Rove. I'm telling you, years ago, I thought that I liked him. I thought, actually, the first time around, the first Bush election, I voted for Bush. I admit it. I made mistakes. I didn't the second election. I'll never make a mistake again, I'll tell you that much. These people are despicable. They are just fucking hateful, disgusting pigs who are making a ton of money off us, and we get nothing. We get screwed. We are being put out of business. We are unemployed. We don't have money anymore. We don't have retirements. We're barely able to make ends meet. And here these motherfuckers are all cruising around, multimillionaires. Doesn't matter if it's Karl Rove, Hillary Clinton, Cruz, friggin' Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, or any Obama even. They're multimillionaires because they're making money off us. They're stealing our money. And if you don't get that, you better wake the fuck up. All right, this is a good one. This one pisses me off in a particular way. Again, this is an InfoWars article. And the title is, Islamophobia Chief Admits, I thought Muslims would blend into Britain. I should have known better. Let me read that again. The article title says, and this is in quotes, Islamophobia, end quote, chief admits. Islamophobia chief admits. I thought Muslims would blend into Britain. I should have known better. What kind of fucking insanity is that? What is this insanity? What is the Islamophobia chief anyway? Can I get a job as the Islamophobia chief? First off, I wouldn't make the mistake of thinking that Muslims would be able to settle into a country like Britain peacefully. I mean, who is this guy? How much money does he make? Who are these fucking people? Islamophobia chief? What the fuck is an Islamophobia chief? Do they actually have a title in their government for Islamophobia chief? I mean, think about how insane that is. That'd be something just off the top of my head. Some stupid idea would be, why don't we have a Kellogg's Corn Flakes sugar overeating chief to protect children from eating too much cereal? I mean, stupid example. But what the fuck is Islamophobia chief? What is this shit? There is no Islamophobia chief. And if there was, how the fuck could this motherfucker not have known that letting millions of fucking goddamn Muslims into Britain wasn't going to be problematic? Am I the only one with brain cells? Really? Am I the only one with fucking brain cells? Am I the only one? Really? And by asking that question, I don't want an answer. That's rhetorical, meaning I'm not expecting an answer. What it means is this Islamophobia chief, he or she is actually a person who's trying to take Britain down. They're trying to collapse Britain. I thought Muslims would blend into Britain. Bull fucking shit. Nobody ever could ever in the right mind expect Muslims to be able to settle into Western countries peacefully. It's not fucking possible. And I'm not anti-Muslim. I just understand that things have been pretty damn good in the world when they had their territories and we had ours, and until people like Obama and Clinton and fucking Bush ended up going into these countries, bombing the shit out of them. They pissed those fucking people off, and now those people are coming back and fighting against us. Yeah, that's real fucking practical. That's real good stuff there, guys. Thanks, Obama, by the way, and I can't wait until you're out of office, you motherfucking piece of shit. Instead, what difference does it make? Because we're going to end up with Hillary anyway. All right, another title, InfoWars. Trump says no to Syrian refugees, that Saudi Arabia has plenty of room. Subtitle, Saudi Arabia has banned Syrian immigrants from its country due to security concerns. So Saudi Arabia comes out and says, oh, all you Western nations, you need to take in all these Syrian immigrants who are homeless now because we are bombing the shit out of them, meaning Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is one of the main instigators in Syria, by the way. They hate Assad, who is the president of Syria, and they are bombing and killing people, forcing people out of Syria and other countries to come into Europe and these other countries and causing problems. But Saudi Arabia hasn't taken one single fucking immigrant in their own country, and they won't. But they expect us to. They are despicable, disgusting fucking pigs, the Saudis. They're disgusting pigs. Nothing more need be said about that. Those fuckers make me sick, man. One more storyline, then I'm going to touch on my final topic for the evening. Chemo and radiation can make cancer more malignant. Duh. Okay? Duh. Chemo and radiation, when you subject people with cancer to chemo and radiation, it destroys your fucking body's immune system. So here you got cancer in your body. It's attacking your body. Your immune system's not able to keep up with it. So what do these motherfucking idiots do? They subject you to chemo, which is chemicals in your body, and radiation, which is putting you under an X-ray machine, essentially, which is horrifyingly bad for the body. So they damage your immune system, which isn't strong enough to fight the cancer in the first place, and they expect us to fucking get better. Do you know it's only 3-4% success rate that chemo and radiation have? Do you know that? Only 3-4% of people who go under chemo and radiation actually end up beating cancer. Do you know that? 3-4%. 3-4%. And do you know how much money these motherfuckers make from putting people under chemo and radiation? They're talking billions of dollars. You think they want to stop that? There's no fucking way. They will never stop putting people under chemo and radiation. And if you follow news, there are a lot of holistic doctors recently who have been found dead, murdered, because they had found how to cure cancer. But these companies that create the chemicals in the chemo and the radiation machines, they're pharmaceutical companies that make you take drugs and all this stuff, and all these doctors, they're making billions and billions and billions and billions and billions, if not trillions of fucking dollars, keeping you sick with cancers. They don't want you to be cured. Susan Komen, fuck your organization. You're a bunch of lying sack of shit. Sacks of shit. Those fuckers, Susan Komen, you see the football players running around with little pink sneakers and this stuff? They don't. Susan Komen's organization, they don't want to cure cancer. If you work for them and you want to attack me or tell me how it is, you can't even begin. I know too much about this stuff to cure cancer. Because if cancer was cured, then there wouldn't be football players running around with little pink bracelets and fucking pink sneakers and such things. They'd be out of jobs. Why would they want to cure cancer? They make too much money keeping it around. Okay, anyway. Here's the last point I'm going to touch on tonight. One of the biggest travesties outside of something like 9/11 was Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook never happened. I'm not going to get into why it didn't happen. I'll talk about that probably in a different show. Actually, I'll detail all the real points, all the truth, all the truisms, all the points that you could put out there that show that it never happened. Okay, first off, if you look it up, the school was closed something like 2 or 3 years prior to the supposed attack. It was shut down. And then all of a sudden, what, magically, they just opened it up that same day and all these kids just happened to be there and Adam Lanza just so happened to fucking kick in the door and climb through and shoot a gun and fucking kill all those kids in a matter of a certain amount of time, such short time that sharpshooters said that they couldn't fucking pull it off. But Adam Lanza did, huh? Look at the pictures, supposedly, of that fucking Adam Lanza. He looks like a fucking punk. He looks like the kind of kid who would fumble with a lunchbox. Okay, and this guy just so had, what is he, just practiced for all the 13 years, 15 years of his life or whatever? Did he just shoot guns all day? Is that all he did? How could he possibly have pulled off what he did? Anyway, there's a lot more to it. Anyway, here's a storyline that I find to be amazingly fucked up. Judge allows Sandy Hook families to sue the company Remington Firearms over the Sandy Hook massacre. Judge allows Sandy Hook families to sue Remington Firearms over massacre. A massacre that never fucking happened. There's way too much proof to show that Sandy Hook never fucking happened. I'll touch on that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make that a directive at some point. I'm going to talk about what my thoughts are about Sandy Hook and the proof that I know of that shows that never happened. It never even came close to happening. It is just fucking bullshit. And yet, Obama and the liberals, so-called liberals, they're not even liberals, they're corporate fascists, they are fucking pigs, they are disgusting fucking people. They want to take our guns, no different than all the dictators throughout history took guns from their people. Pol Pot is a name, I believe, from Cambodia. He was a dictator there. He took the guns from the people and then ended up slaughtering millions of his own fucking people. Stalin did the same thing. Idi Amin in Uganda, if you remember that story, did the same thing. Any one of these dictators, Mao Zedong in China, they take the guns from the people and then they go kill the people they don't like. This is true history. You don't believe me, look it up. I don't give a flying fuck. I know this stuff. I have followed history. I get history. And I'm sick and tired of being in a world where people stare at cell phones and fucking watch television and play video games or play with toys. I mean, we're talking grown people who have no grip on severity, the seriousness of life at this point. I've worked with them. I know these people. Not everybody's that way, but there are an awful lot of people out there who don't have any clue what's going on in this world right now. That's a scary fucking thing. That's a really scary thing. When we can't look at life and keep on our toes and be vigilant about allowing people like Obama from getting into our power structures, our governments, our courts, in our schools, in our military, our police forces, and on and on. I mean, these people have come into this country, lots of them, with the same intent to take this country down. And when that happens, when this country does get taken down, and it will get taken down, we're in a load of trouble. It is going to suck to be alive in this country. Name's Dan Cherry. It is April 16th, 2016. I've got 10 seconds left. You all have a great evening. Listen to me again. We'll hopefully make some difference in the world. Thank you.